Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Friends.
Just friends. Yeah, as you can probably tell from me being totally distracted, it's time for Jen's Friends, and this is where I get two lads in by the names of Kevin Garhan and Ned Salmon to come in and do the work for me.
How's it going, Dublin? How's your cattle?
Oh, it's lovely. We'll play a bit of Damien Dempsey in a bit, right?
And slurp some cuddle.
We're just talking off air that, you know, we love Dublin people.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It sounds like you're protesting too
Actually,
much.
Actually, we were having a disagreement about Garth Brooks and why did he warrant the mania when he was here.
Clearly because he's so great, and I think everyone agrees with me.
You're such a lick.
People can't resist a middle-aged man poured into jeans.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
What size are they, man?
Kevin, this is radio.
Lads, we've lots to talk about, okay? We've lots to talk about because on Wednesday's show, we heard from listeners who have, for one reason or another, shouted at someone else's kids, okay? Now, we start talking about this story because the King's Guard roared at a child and it was caught on camera and went viral. Yeah. And it got us talking about that time you roared at other people's children. I don't do it because I'm too busy roaring at my own kids.
Yeah.
But Kev, your mom was really into it.
Yeah, my mom had no fear or shame when it came to disciplining other children.
Just not you.
Just not me. I used to be quite embarrassed. Like, I remember, like, we'd be driving through a town and there'd be a child sitting on a big wall and my mom would stop the car and roll down the window and say, get down at that wall. You're going to hurt yourself. Like, we'd be driving through a random town. I'd be like, Mom, just let him fall and die. Please, just let him fall and die. This is too embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
So I've a bit of that.
Okay.
Like, I think my wife had to, like, hold me back a couple of times when, like, I'd shout at a child who was going to hit another child. But, like, what's the solution? Let the child hit the other child?
See, that's different. That is different. That's an intervention, I would say.
I just put money down on which child's going to come out the victor.
Like, I used to get hit by strangers.
No, you didn't.
I did. I remember I was in Mass and I was talking to my friend Fintan Smith. The Lion King had just come out, so we were very excited. And I was coming out of Mass and this old woman just battered me across the head. And I told my mum, and my mum gave out to me again. She was like, you must have done
something wrong.
To warrant a slap from a strange old lady. Yeah. You must have been some pup.
Nothing from nothing means nothing.
There you go. No smoke without fire.
You must have done something.
You can't do that anymore. Oh, no, you wouldn't get away with that kind of thing anymore. No.
Greens have it destroyed.
Speaking of L ones, did you used to visit old folks' homes?
Yes.
Why?
Did you
know someone in there?
Well, I was looking for a new audience, Jen, and I figured...
I was looking for a house.
When I was a child, when I was a boy, my granny, Salmon, my dad's mum, she was in an old folks home, and they had a big room...
She was swimming upstream.
...where they'd all sit around and bears would try and eat them. No, they'd all sit around and watch Live at Three with Derek Davis. And I'd just go around and just be, you know... They wouldn't kiss me or anything because some of them have like kind of whiskers and stuff. Well, my granny had whiskers. I had to sort of shave her whiskers.
It was a big look back then.
Yeah, I just walk around and sort of present myself and some of them would squeeze my cheeks and some of them would be like, oh, you're so young. I remember when I was young.
So you were like a little prize pig.
But did they ever shout at you?
Walked around.
No, they never shouted at me.
That's
they were
nice.
Too. There were a lot
frail.
Of them. A lot of them were asleep. In fairness, too frail.
Well, was this a service your family provided for old folks' home?
No,
the pink child.
My mum would go around and, you know, like do your rounds, basically. Mm. Give them a thrill because they don't get many visitors. Give them a thrill.
Well, speaking of thrills, did you see that a couple of weeks ago that an old folks home, I don't know where it was. It wasn't in Ireland. They, you know, the way they get entertainment in for the people of the home. They got strippers.
Oh.
No way.
Really?
That could cause heart problems.
Young strippers?
Yeah.
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 Like men and women?
Yeah.
Or, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it was all female strippers.
Now, lads, I know we normally have bingo on a Friday, but we've got a little special treat. Hit the music. Dun, 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 dun. And now here's baby oil, a little bit of baby oil each.
We're still going to be pulling the balls. I'm fascinated by, like, I'm looking forward to when we're all old. Because, you know, the way, like, I used to visit my granddad in an old folks' home, and, like, somebody would come in once a week with a Casio keyboard and play, you know, Camptown Races or whatever songs were out in the 20s. The town I loved so well. I'm looking forward to us when we're like 80 and a young lad coming in going like with a little Casio, sucking on my ditties like you're wanting me, calling me all the time like Blondie. You know, that's going to be fun.
I'm up all night to have some. I'm up all night because of my prostate.
Now listen,
singing
yesterday,
watermelon sugar.
I have talked about
it. It's just a lovely song about watermelon.
Shut up, Kevin. Yesterday, I need to talk to you about this because you're parents now.
Yes.
Get it together. Come on.
We're
serious
not together.
Folk now. Well, not together,
We have women.
But yeah. Yesterday we heard from lots of multilingual listeners.
Oh yeah.
Right? Because George Clooney, he was bragging about his kids. He was bragging that his kids could speak Italian, right? They're five.
They live in Italy.
Do they?
They live half the time in Italy and half the time.
His dad's full time drinking tiny cups of coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's flat out with the tiny cups of coffee.
Tiny cups of coffee.
Edwin, yes. You have a kid.
I do. Luke. Hi, Luke. He's not listening.
How old is Luke?
He is 16 months tomorrow.
Okay, so what is his party piece? What does he do in front of the family, you know, show him off? What can he do?
He does clap handies. He does cheers now. He does cheers, but he doesn't say cheers. Handies. He just raises his little cup and goes, yeah. And he likes to blow kisses, but he only has the... He puts his hand up to his lips and goes, rah, and then he puts his hand on your face. And he's got a cold at the moment, so his face and hand are just covered in snot. So he's just like, mwah.
Here's my disease,
Daddy. Eat it up. But that's about it. Wallace is far more entertaining.
Wallace is a headbanger.
Yeah.
You put on that in Heavy, Rage Against the Machine, or Nirvana, and she just like headbangs. So
she was wearing a Nirvana t-shirt this morning, and I said, name three Nirvana songs.
Yeah, she couldn't name one.
She couldn't do it.
How old is she?
She'd be two at Christmas.
She'd be two.
Yeah.
How time flies.
Yeah, it's flying, man.
Oh, my
Hey,
days.
Wallace, if you're listening.
Kevin, your brother-in-law used
Don't
to
put
impress...
That, take that out of your mouth, Wallace.
Your brother-in-law used to impress his aunties and uncles. What do your brother-in-law used to do?
Oh, yeah. So my in-laws told me this story. Like, you know when the aunties and uncles come over and everyone has to do a party piece?
Yeah.
And, like, Deirdre would play the tin whistle and Siobhan would play the concertina. Probably the funniest instrument I've ever seen. And then I think it was Cormac or Paul. They were like, Cormac. Like, they were like surly teenagers at this age. And they're like, do a song. And they were like, oh, I don't know any songs. I was like, do a song. Go on. What about one of your tapes? And I think it was like Guns N' Roses. They're like, take out one of your Guns N' Roses tapes. And she made him read just the lyrics of like Welcome to the Jungle. Like it was a poem in front of the aunts and uncles going, welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games. We've got everything you want. You can go insane.
He read it like a certain teenager. He didn't give it any gravitas.
Like it was like a recitation.
I'd like to hear that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
Good on him.
Welcome to the jungle.
Stop it, Barry.
Sorry.
Monday, right? Monday we were talking about getting back with your ex.
Yes.
And texters, they were pretty into it. Really? How did that work out for you, Kevin?
Quite well.
Actually, yeah.
I married her
to make sure she couldn't get away again.
We had a vacation from each other for a brief period, and
it can be
like
healthy,
I don't see what's the issue. It's just you were saying like it doesn't work or what?
Anita never looks back. I was trying to convince her. She was like, you move forward, you break up, you've moved forward, right? I'm all
Set
for
fire
going back.
To the house.
It's a big
the
explosion. She's there. I'm not turning around. I'm just driving on.
No, sorry. But we got loads of texters going, oh, we broke up for like 2 years. Now we're married with kids.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's okay to go back. And I was trying to convince Anita to look back over her little black book and maybe see what was there.
I don't think it's a case of like going through the black book and saying, okay, let's see what we're dealing with here. You either feel it or you don't, Anita. So whatever's right for you, Anita, you do.
Well, she said they're all in prison, so
yeah,
that's why she can't go back.
Well, there's conjugal visits.
This is
you know, that's the best of both worlds. You just go in and oh, I have
like,
to go.
Like, have any of these men got into witness protection that she actually can't physically reach them?
This is true.
There you go.
I wouldn't do it. I mean, it seemed to work for Ben Affleck and... Jennifer Lopez.
And do you know what? People love a comeback story. Like Ben Affleck and J-Lo. And there was talks there, guys, of Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. Wouldn't that be lovely to see?
It would.
Speaking of comeback, how would you feel if RTE came and went, Kevin, Ed, Republic of Telly?
Republic of Streaming.
Would you do it?
Let's do it.
Would we do it?
Sure.
I'd say yes. I'd say yes to every job.
I do like money.
Essentially. Yeah. Sure, let's do it. Let's
do it.
Wouldn't work today.
It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Landscape of streaming.
On Wednesday, we heard about inappropriate comments, including a listener who was told her knockers could rear a suckling calf or two, right?
Oh, wow.
It was meant as a compliment.
Dubs just have no tact at all.
I patted the belly of a lady who was not pregnant and asked her when she was due. Kevin, your one was more verbal than physical. What was your clanger?
Well, like, I don't know. Like, I've said a lot of things that embarrass me, but this one really sticks in my mind. I met up with a friend of mine who I know very well, recently got engaged, and he was there and I was chatting away. He's there with his lovely blonde partner. And I was chatting away and I was like, wow, this is so exciting. Like, and I hear, he's having a baby. And he was like, yeah. I was like, that's great. And like, where do you live? And he's like, oh, I live down in Meath and she lives in Dublin. And I was like, all right, so he's going to move in after the wedding. And he was like, Kevin, this is my sister who you've met about 28 times.
Oh, no.
Who has the same hair color as his fiance. And I felt so embarrassed that I just left the
pub. Yeah, that's probably the right thing to do.
Like, apart
press the button and a trap door opens.
Oh my God. Oh.
There's nothing worse, is there? And they stay with you for a long, long
time. I had something said to myself and Cara when we were first going out, and I didn't mention that I was briefly engaged before, very briefly. And then that ended, thankfully. But we're at a Hot Chip concert. Mm-hmm. I'm down with the kids. And we're boogieing away. And I see a friend
You're doing the Watusi.
I'm doing the Watusi.
The Tutti Frutti.
I'm doing the Hot Potato. I'm doing the Twist. I'm doing all the moves. And a small crowd is gathered around. They're clapping along. They're encouraging me. And Yuan sees this mutual friend. And she goes, oh, this must be your wife. And Cara thought for a second that I was introducing her or saying I've got married.
Yeah.
And I had to explain the situation. Oh. And she hasn't let it lie.
How did you... You had to explain the whole... Well, I am going to marry this one, but the last one that you met was actually my former fiancé. Sorry, Cara, I haven't told you about that one.
She's gone. She's out of the picture.
So now everyone I meet now, Cara just goes, any woman, she's like, so were you engaged to her as well?
You are getting married.
Yes.
It is happening.
It's happening very soon.
Very, very soon.
The spreadsheets are up. Things are being ticked off. Oh,
I can't believe you're that person.
Sea bass, beef,
wedding coordinators.
And chicken. Those are your options, guests, if you're listening. Email me the options.
Please email me. Tell me what you want.
We're waiting on my tuxedo to arrive. That's
are you enjoying the process? Because I never... Do you ever think, Kevin, he'd be this type of person that would have spreadsheets and wedding coordinators and all that kind of hoo-ha?
I actually really enjoyed the planning of ours. Like, we had a non-religious wedding, so you basically can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So me and Siobhan just treated it like a concert, like a show.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you have a couple of songs, a couple of poems. You get to invite people, your friends who can do stuff to perform. Yeah. And we really
enjoyed
it.
That's free labour.
We've got hot tubs. We've got, like, it's going to be like a kind of a little mini festival. That's how we're sort of...
Yeah, it's a nice way of looking at it. Don't panic. People panic too much.
You two have changed. I mean, what has gone on? What's going on?
We've matured, Jen.
You have.
We've mellowed.
I know how to bleed the radiator now. I could change a plug.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Can you come over to my house and bleed the radiator?
Well, before you do that, you have a gig on tonight. What is happening?
We're heading to DeBarra's Folk Club in Clonakilty.
Clonakilty? You're heading there now.
Lovely pudding. Later on.
Soon. Yeah, yeah. I've got a few things to do. But yeah, Clonakilty's class.
It's a long time.
If you're ever in the area, go to DeBarra's Folk Club.
Yes.
Okay, so Clonakilty, and then where are you after that?
And then Cavan tomorrow night in the Imperial Bar.
Yes.
And my brother is playing in a semi-final at the same time. So choose a brother. Do you want football or comedy?
This is going to cause a rift in the McGahern household.
It already... No. It was settled very, very quickly what they're going to go to.
They're going to the football.
They're going to the football. Fair enough. Well, thanks for taking the time to be my friends, Ed Salmon and Kevin McGahern.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9.
On 2FM.